Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We learned this week that the Trump administration is planning to give $12 billion in subsidies to help farmers impacted by the tariffs. So the administration is raising tariffs on foreign goods coming into the country, but other countries are raising their tariffs on domestic goods going out of the country. And the Trump administration is trying to help those hurt by either side of this by offering subsidies to farmers. To help us understand how that's going to impact those in the agricultural community in Louisiana, we asked Michael Deliberto to join us. He's an agricultural economist at the LSU Ag Center. Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
This had to be welcome news to Louisiana farmers, right?
Certainly. You know, this has been a really tough year for not only Louisiana farmers, but farmers across the country. While some of the results of farm income right now were the result of, you know, the tariffs, the slowdown in international buying by other countries, especially by China for crops like soybeans and cotton, farmers are still facing persistently low commodity prices, inflation, high input costs. And when you couple that with so much of this trade uncertainty that's going on right now, farm income has really been stressed going into almost its third year. Nationally, some of the major crops we produce in the U.S. as well as in Louisiana, corn, rice, cotton, soybeans, nationally, those losses on a per acre basis can easily exceed $100 and even in some cases approach $200 to $300 in losses. So I think this bridge payment was welcome news by the administration, but really it's going to be used by farmers to address some of their financing needs, whether it be at the end of this year or to help them secure financing for next year. So while this doesn't go a very long way in erasing those losses that were sustained over the year, it's certainly going to be welcome because it's going to allow farmers to, again, pay down some debt and get ready for next year as we move into 2026.
How do farmers get this money? Has that been established by the administration yet? Do they have to apply for it through an agency? Or what is the process for them getting this relief?
Well, we haven't received any program-specific details yet, but farmers are asked to go to their local farm service agency parish offices to certify their 2025 planted acres. USDA has released a preliminary list of crops that would be eligible for payment, mainly including the row crop sector. Now, even though the Trump administration put a $12 billion aid package forward, $11 billion of that was going to be specifically for row crop producers, corn, cotton, rice, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, peanuts. They were going to hold back $1 billion of that for specialty crops. Now, we haven't seen the complete crop breakdown list yet, but farmers are urged to certify their 2025 planted acres, again, with their Farm Service Agency office. And what we're hearing now is that the program formula is going to be uniform across commodities. And that means the corn producer in Minnesota has the same payment rate as a corn producer in Louisiana would. What we've heard is that the payment formula is going to be a function of cost of production estimates, price points, revenue losses, and then a payment factor that is going to be applied to that. Now, again, we're hoping that the week of December 22nd, USDA will go ahead and publish the rules, the payment formulas, and the rates. But what my advice would be to producers now, go and make sure your acreage reports are current at your local FSA office. They can begin doing that on December 19th.
Is sugar cane a row crop?
Sugar cane has not been specifically addressed by this yet that we've seen in the language.
So it doesn't fall under row crop or specialty crop. So sugarcane farmers are currently not involved in this program.
Well, the assumption is that it could be included in specialty crops, but we have not released or seen any more details specifically related to sugarcane at this point in time.
Any other major crops in Louisiana that are not addressed specifically?
We haven't seen anything related to any sort of, say, produce, vegetables, specialty crop. We haven't seen anything on the livestock side yet either. Typically, when USDA puts these programs out, it usually does take a couple weeks to, you know, promulgate rules and get that information dispersed to their local office. So when they do announce this, they can make this as much of a streamlined process as possible. Because from what we've read, the target date for these payments to go out is February 2026. So I think USDA, the Trump administration, they're trying to get these program payments expedited in a timely fashion. It's just going to be waiting on the news and waiting to see what these rates are going to be.
We're talking with Michael Deliberto at the LSU Ag Center. When we come back, we'll talk about which crop producers in Louisiana have felt the most impact and greatest losses as a result of the back and forth tariffs between the U.S. and foreign countries. And I'll ask him, the point of the tariffs was to level the playing field, wasn't it? Wasn't the point of the tariffs was that so that U.S. farmers could compete domestically with cheaper imports? How's that working out here in Louisiana? We'll find out after this check on WWL Traffic. Money coming to help farmers impacted by tariffs. We're talking with Michael Deliberto about the $12 billion program that we are learning details about from the Trump administration. Michael, weren't these tariffs that the Trump administration put in place all an effort to help farmers make more money by reducing the cheap imports that were coming into the country? How's that working out short term, and what do we expect long term?
Well, I think short term, the biggest push that the Trump administration wanted to do was level the playing field and really make American agricultural products more competitive in our international markets. And it's important to understand that while some countries are going to subsidize their own agricultural producers, countries that adhere to the World Trade Organization, WTO sets rules for the ways and the amounts that countries can subsidize agricultural producers. Now, here in the U.S., our farm bill subsidies, these ad hoc payments that go to producers are WTO compliant. We're not over-subsidizing producers. We're not guaranteeing a profit per acre. We're not stimulating more product for export with subsidies and things like that. But other countries do that. And I think the goal of the trade policy that the Trump administration is pursuing is for that level playing field that says if you're going to make American agricultural products too expensive via the government intervention that your country has, we're going to restrict imports into our country. Now, what does that mean to the farmer? What does that mean short term? I think it means that producers now are realizing and have known for a long time that, you know, China and some of the other Asian countries, they account for a large part of American ag sales. I'll take soybeans, for instance. About 40% of our soybean crop, 45% of it, is exported. China is a major buyer of U.S. soybeans. Now, with the trade dispute, they switched off of U.S. soybeans. They went to our competitor in South America, Brazil, and said, we'll buy soybeans from you. And what that did was that really had soybean supply swell on our domestic market and our international market. We were still supplying soybeans to Mexico, some Middle Eastern countries, Vietnam, Malaysia, places like that. But China accounted for a lion's share of those exports. So when China gets off the market, they're purposely avoiding U.S. soybeans. I think that's the case where we've seen prices fall. Now, it's been very encouraging. Farmers are welcoming the news that China did agree to buy 12 million metric tons of soybeans this year. They've committed to buy 25 million metric tons for the next 3 years. Certainly a shot in the arm, the soybean prices. I think producers are very, very encouraged that the Trump administration is starting to make those agreements and make China come to the table and be accountable for what they agree to and what they adhere to buy.
We're running out of time. So long term, do you think that these administration policies pay off and that they don't need to subsidize the farmers as much going forward because ultimately they'll make more money because of these tariffs?
I think if we can expand our export competitiveness, yes, the market will give producers the returns they're looking for.
And who's hurting the worst in Louisiana as a result of these downturns that we've been experiencing during this period of transition?
Cotton, rice, and your soybean farmers.
Gotcha. Mike, we always appreciate you joining us here on WWL. Have a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
All right. And hopefully we'll get more information soon on how farmers can actually get that money. We'll be back after this with Ronald Surpass to talk about crime in the metro area after we check in with WWL First News. 3 weeks from today will be New Year's Eve. Can you believe that? 21 days.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Away from welcoming in 2026. And all the surveys are out on what resolutions people are going to make, and they're largely typical of what you'd expect people to make for New Year's resolutions. But it got me thinking, what could we actually do with all of the complaining that I hear from people and all the serious concern I hear from folks about the direction in which our state, our nation, our world is headed, our planet, and society is headed? A lot of people are really worried about the future. So what can we do as a group to make the world a better place? One person texts in and says, I've been trying to put an emphasis on purchasing domestic products. Another person says, if you're going to hell, who carries a handbasket? No, you're not going to hell with a handbasket. You're going to hell in a handbasket. I don't know where that phrase came from or what it means, honestly. Somebody else says, we can make Louisiana better by not littering. Somebody else says, we can stop electing sadistic, crappy humans to office. That would make the world better. And somebody else says, we should all listen more with an open mind and not be so opinionated. But that is difficult to achieve, Grasshopper. 504-260-1870. Sherion, thank you for calling. You're on WWL. What do you think we could do, resolve to do, to make the world a better place, not just to lose weight or get more sleep or something like that? What could we do to really make a difference with a New Year's resolution?
Throughout my years of living and everything, I realized that greedy people make a lot of people's life miserable, because the only thing they do is just collect wealth. And they don't care how they achieve it, who they hurt, or die from it.
So you would say we should resolve as a society to be less greedy?
Yes. The wealthiest people in the world, the only thing they're doing, they're polluting our water, our air, our soil. They're not thinking about going green. I was watching YouTube the other day, and here in China, even though that China is being highly criticized in our new administration, they had gone green. I mean, they had done.
So Sherion, you want wealthy people to give up some of their wealth in the interest of helping the environment. Is that what I'm understanding you to say?
No, I'm not asking them to give up their wealth. I'm just saying that they should not accumulate wealth.
All right, Sherion. You seem to be contradicting yourself there, but I appreciate your call. Sherion thinks we should be less greedy, and wealthy people should give up some of their profits to be more environmentally friendly. What do you think we can do as a society to make the world a better place and to be happier and not share these concerns that things are really getting worse and worse and worse, and we're going to get to a point where there's no turning around? We'll continue the conversation. I'm sorry, that threw me for a loop. I'm not sure what Sherion was saying, to be honest with you. After the check on WWL traffic. Survey is out as people prepare in 3 weeks from today to enter 2026 on what resolutions they're going to make. And, you know, lose weight, get more sleep, work out more. Those kinds of things are typically the most popular resolutions people make. But I thought, how can we make some more meaningful resolutions that can actually help make our lives better, not just individually, but as a society? So folks are texting us and calling us, and you can do the same on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. One person says, treat everyone how you want to be treated. I don't think we do that a lot, and I don't think we ever have, because that's something that our grandparents and their grandparents and their grandparents had told everyone to do, and it seems like it's been an adage for as long as time has existed, yet we still have to keep telling people to do it. So that's one of those easier said than done kind of things, and I don't know how many people really do unto others as you want done unto yourself, to take the old adage. Now it says, I believe we need to resolve to focus on mental health help. Somebody else says, love God, love others. It's that easy. Somebody else says we should resolve as a society to spend less time on social media and more time taking care of each other. And then there's this text at 504-260-1870 says, practice kindness. It costs nothing and can mean everything. And I'm with you on that. I wish, as a society, we would get away from finding things and looking for things and seeking things and posting things and commenting things that divide us instead of things that bring us together. Why can't we find more things that are unifying instead of find things that separate us from one another? And I know that that is, again, easier said than done. And it's one of those things that we have, as a society, devolved into, that we want to post things that piss people off, anger people. We want to post things and comment things that offend others. And that's like the intention now, that everyone wants to offend somebody because they don't think they should be offended by it, but know that they will be. Why can't we find ways to find things that make us happy together instead of things that make us angry with each other? Linda, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. Hey, Linda.
Hey, hi, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I think that we could all just try to be a little kinder to each other. Just in our daily lives, when we're at the grocery store, somebody in front of you doesn't have the right change or they're short, go ahead and give it to them. You know, wave at someone that lets you through traffic. Just be kinder to each other and acknowledge that we're all humans and we all are here trying to get through this life.
You think we can accomplish that? Why do you think people are so angry now and so insulated from everyone else? In fact, most people don't even want you to talk to them at the store. They're like, leave me alone. Even if they don't say it, you get that vibe, right?
I just think people are wrapped up in what's going on with the economy, and they just don't have time to think about what they could do. And lots of times it doesn't really matter if they don't get that you're trying to be nice, but you do it, because if you do it, somebody else might do it, and then somebody else might do it. So thank you.
Yeah, let's make kindness contagious. Linda, I like the way you think. We'll talk crime after the news on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.